I'm Jamie Strobel, and today we are here with Brother Brett Cook. He is the Auxiliary Services Managing Director and this week's devotional speaker. Thank you for joining us, Brother Cook.
Thanks for having me.
Can you share with us a little bit about your job and what you do here on campus?
In short, I oversee the business entities here on campus as well as some of the funded areas. So it ranges from the university store, food services, print services, health center, counseling center, outdoor resource center, and then the recreational facilities. A couple of those have just come to me just this year. So,
and what are some issues that maybe you work with or opportunities?
I mean, we've got great people that work in all those areas, and they run very well. I mean, the main thing is we're here to serve the students here on campus, just in a wide range of what we do. And some of the challenges are, you know, just the peak times when there's so many things going on, back to school or certain times at the health center, counseling center, with the needs that they have there based on a unhealthy year with a lot of sicknesses going through and different things. But overall, everybody loves serving the students, and that's what we're here for, and they work hard every day to make that happen.
Well, we appreciate all you do, Brother Cook, and we know that you are probably behind the scenes a lot, doing a lot of big things for the university, and so we appreciate all that you have done. So we get to hear from you in devotional, and I always like to ask those that come in for this interview, what inspired you to speak on the topic of angels among us?
I'd had kind of a feeling for a long time that I was at some point going to get asked to speak on devotional. And one of the stories that will be in my devotional talk in a very shortened form is a personal life experience that I've had in my family and just some of the blessings that came into our family from, and as it says, angels among us, I'm not talking about heavenly angels, but mortal angels, and how people came during different times in our life quite a while ago. And just some of the things that took place there and the blessings that it brought. And so I thought that might be a good basis for a talk and then kind of encourage the students to listen to the Spirit and the inspiration that they may get and the promptings to help serve those that are around us. And that's kind of where the title comes from and what the message is all about, is how we can be open to the promptings of the Spirit and be an instrument in God's hands and serve those around us.
And I think that's a very good reminder, because when we think of angels, think of heavenly angels, but there's definitely many angels, mortal angels around us. And you share a very special experience that you had with your family where that was demonstrated. And you also talk about different accounts in the scriptures that demonstrate this principle of angels among us. And what are some of those accounts in the scriptures? Maybe what's a few favorite of yours that
Well, a couple of the ones from? That got dropped into the talk, it was just kind of to illustrate and get the mindset of those that are listening that's what you'd normally hear about, is, you know, you hear about scriptural references about angels that have come down. So I speak about when Adam and Eve, you know, had angels that came and helped them, and then it moved on. And it sequenced through even to the point when Mary was visited by an angel and told that she would be the mother of Christ, and moved on from there, and then kind of finished out with Joseph Smith and how he received heavenly angels quite often to help bring the dispensation back into where we're at now. But that doesn't mean that that ceases to happen at this point. You don't hear about it in different things. I do not doubt that it's not taking place. But I think, as always, and even back then, that most of the things that happen, how our Heavenly Father helps us to get, helps us to progress and eventually return back to Him, is you and I being mortal angels to each other, and we're the instruments that are going to make that happen.
It's good for us to hear this, because then it helps us to ponder and think about those experiences we've had. Okay, when have I felt that maybe I've experienced those ministering angels around me, and how can I minister better to others? You pose this question devotional about how can we be angels to other people. So how, I'm going to ask you, how do you think we go about being those ministering angels to those around us?
I think one of the best ways is live your life in a manner that you're worthy and open to have the Spirit with you at all times, because you'll receive those promptings at when the needs come up. and I think it will. In a couple of the excerpts that are in there from Elder Holland's talk back in a 2008 conference address, he talks about having faith and having faith that there are angels, there are help, or there is help that will come to us if we ask. And then in turn, we may be that instrument to go out and help others. So it goes along with living your life accordingly how you should, having the faith that this really is what happens. And I believe that is the case. I mean, you've got to put that faith into action, though, and do something about it and be open. And one of the hardest things, I think, for a lot of people is to accept help from others. That's always been the case. I'm that way. Most people are. But be willing to allow that to take place, because they may have been sent to you through a prompting or something to help you for minor things. But just being open to accept that, and then in turn be willing to go out and return that and maybe help someone else.
And in devotional, you give the students three challenges that they can work on. What are those three challenges?
Well, first one is to live your life according to how you will be able to have the Spirit with you at all times. Second was, or is, to be willing to listen to the Spirit and create opportunities so that you can listen to the Spirit. And the last was to act upon those promptings that you receive and actually do something about it.
One of those is to listen and to act upon those promptings of the Spirit. How can we recognize those promptings from the Spirit when they come?
I think it's different for everyone in many things and many ways. But the hard thing that makes it so that you may not be hearing the promptings that you're there is all the busyness of the world around us. There's so many things that are going on, and in today's world, in everybody's generation now, they're so involved with being connected either on their phone or on a computer, or they're doing something at all times. I think you've got to create time and space that you're not involved with something. You've got to give the Spirit an opportunity to talk to you, and it can be as simple as a thought or just a feeling or impressions that are going to come into your mind that you need to do this, not do this, other things. I mean, the Spirit's going to prompt you in many different ways that'll protect you. And in other words, at times, if it's promptings to help you go out and serve somebody else, you've just got to be willing to listen. And I believe the more you create opportunities to listen, you'll learn how to hear it better and better as you go on. It's going to be tough at the first if you haven't given that opportunity. But I think as you get kind of tuned in, you'll feel and you'll hear, and you'll get those impressions in your mind more often because you are in tune with the Spirit. And it is a subtle, you know, small thing, but you'll get there. I think everyone can get there.
I'm glad you brought that up, because it makes me just think of different times in my life where I really struggled to know if it was my thought or from the Spirit. And I think we all struggle with that at different times in our life. And the times that I learned to put away the distractions, like you brought up, like phones and technology, the times that I have learned to put that away for a time are the times that it's become more prevalent and more obvious to me of when the Spirit talks to me. And I think that that's the case with a lot of people. When we can put away those distractions, then we're able to listen and follow those promptings a lot better.
You've got to become familiar.
Exactly.
Once you kind of know what you're listening for and feeling, it's easier to know that that's what it is.
Thank you. And you also share a story of President Motson, of a time that he felt a lot of anguish for not following a prompting of the Spirit. Do you want to maybe share a little bit about that story?
It was a story that he's related a number of times, and it was when he was made a bishop there in Salt Lake very early in, well, he was very young at the time. Very early, he was attending a meeting, the story goes out, with the stake president. All the bishops were there, and he was feeling these promptings that he needed to go to the hospital for someone in his ward. And he kind of pushed it off, and he'd get the impression again, and he'd push it off, and he goes, "I'm a brand new bishop. I can't leave this meeting. I need to be here. It won't look right." And so he didn't. And then as soon as the meeting was over, he rushed out, rushed to the hospital, only to get there to hear that the man that was in the hospital at the time dying had been calling out for his name and had died just prior to when he had gotten there. And he had made himself a promise at that point that he would not ever ignore a prompting from the Spirit and listen and act upon it when he received it. And I think that was just something he learned very early, and you read about all the rest of his life, and that's what he did. He was working under the Spirit and going where he was directed.
There's a video that they came out called On the Lord's Errand, mm-hmm. By President Monson, and I think that's one of the last stories they share, and it at the end just concludes by saying that he made a promise that I want to be the type of person that when God needs an errand run, he can call upon Tom Monson to run that errand. And I think that has always stuck with me because I think I want to be that type of person. I think who wouldn't want to be that type of person to go and do what the Lord needs. And so, Brother Cook, we appreciate you coming in and to share with us your devotional talk about angels being among us. And I think that a lot of students can appreciate what you'll be sharing tomorrow, and hopefully it will inspire them to want to be in tune with the Spirit so that they can act when the Lord needs them.
Thanks for having me in. I invite everybody out to devotional.
Great.
I hope that we can have a good turnout. I know it's the last one of the semester, but I did hear they're going to have cookies at the end. I feel my message will be relevant to everyone that attends, so I hope to at least bring the Spirit into the room and let everyone learn from what the Spirit will dictate to them.
Thank you so much. I'm Jamie Strobel, and today we are here with Brother Brett Cook, devotional speaker for this week. Thank you for joining us.